Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Slow Bro Speaks. I'm John.
I'm Travis.
And today we're talking about evolving and adding people and all sorts of cool stuff. So we're a little bit late on this episode because Travis and I decided to take a couple of days and really get down and explore this newfound friendship, this co-hosting environment that we're in, the closeness that we can become. And after a very, very intimate 50 Shades of Grey lover-esque type talk, we decided that it's time to add a third. Because, I mean, after all, who doesn't enjoy a good threesome?
I know I do.
I do, too. You know, two hot dogs in each hand. I'm talking about hot dogs. Life's too short not to enjoy what you put in your mouth, Travis.
I know, there is no judging here. This is a judgment-free zone, and we can put whatever we want in our mouths.
Exactly. So, Travis had this really great idea that we host a casting couch kind of style instead of just people sending us, you know, their resumes or, you know, just giving them a little bit of bio about themselves. So, Travis and I drove up to Connecticut and decided to have a quaint little bed and breakfast and really try it out. So far, not much luck, but I know for a few people, I had a lot of people come and at least show up on the couch. How about you?
You know, I had quite a few show up, you know, lots of coming and going and, you know, more coming and, you know, it was a good time.
So that being said, today is going to be a kind of a short episode. We're kind of exhausted from going through all this, but we do want to hear back from you guys. We would love to hear if you think you'd be a good fit for Slow Bro Speaks and to be able to be on the show and be hanging out with Travis and myself. You know, tell us your likes, your dislikes, your wildest dreams. Actually, no, scratch that. I don't really care. But just tell me if you're going to be able to hang with us.
He's an inconsiderate bastard. I actually care.
He's a pussy. But God, he's so good looking and cooks just phenomenal.
Oh, you know it.
So
that's like you.
I know it's the bigger the nut. I know that's what you like.
Oh yes.
So let's talk about since we're talking, and if you want to get a hold of us, obviously follow us on any of our podcasting platforms. You can reach us out onto our Facebook or our Twitter account. And drop us a line. We're always welcome to welcome somebody new on and, you know, hear them out, see how it goes back and forth. And we're really looking forward to finding out who's going to really put their application in, because so far we have yet to find somebody else to add to our show. I know that, but with the rest of today, let's just do a quick little episode of, you know, adding somebody else. Something you did in your life where you added someone or you got added to something. So, Travis, why don't you start us out? What's something that you got added to?
Can I count the kickball team?
I mean, I guess. I mean, we all had one of those moments. You were picked on to join.
I mean, I was picked last, but, you know, I was still picked. And I feel like that was really, that was a big turning point in my life.
Really? The being picked last for the kickball team was the turning point?
Well, I mean, at least I was picked. There was, like, the weird, you know, creepy kid that nobody really liked. He had weird dandruff and he bit people, and he didn't get picked. So,
but is that person successful now?
I think he's actually in prison for eating people. So, I mean, it depends on how you look at it. He might be successful in his own mind, and that's okay.
Okay, that's not the way I was hoping that would go. But I have a guy that I went to high school with, and he had super long hair. Like, we're talking, like, girly long hair, like, down middle of the back long.
Thank you.
You remember when like Hot Topic was a big thing and people like the baggy pants with the chains and stuff?
Oh yeah, who doesn't?
Okay, so he wanted to be that but could not afford that.
Oh, so he was like Walmart Hot Topic,
right? So he had like the black shirts that had like the blue flames going up. It looked like Guy Ferrari's, you know, like spare wardrobe.
Oh, that poor kid.
And he like, I mean, I felt bad for him. Like, he was a really good guy, like great friend, kind of really weird, had dandruff, his mom was in a wheelchair. Like, I felt really bad for him because like he worked after school to take care of his mom, and like on weekends they go to the flea market, she'd sell like these weird pendant stone things that she made. And to this day, I just recently found out, like, he's still working. He works for Papa John's. He's got a kid. And his wife is just out of this world hot compared to him.
Well, that clearly only means one thing.
That he obviously cooks very well.
Oh, I was going to say he's packing like a fucking champ.
No, well, that probably is too. But I messaged him and I told him, and I said, hey, man, I just want to tell you congratulations. You got one good win in this life, and I really am genuinely happy for him.
That's great.
But when you talk about weird kid, that's the very first thing I thought of. For me, though, being added to something, what was something I was added to? There was some registry I was.
Was it the sex offender registry?
Ah, no, it wasn't, you asshole. No, it was the Junior Honor Society registry.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt like I was really smart because I made it. I got it onto there, and I got on there with theater honors. So I felt like I was decently at acting. My mom always told me I had a face for radio.
That is really harsh, and you know. Not at all accurate. You are a sexy beast.
Oh, thank you. I think you're quite handsome. You have luscious lips. Oh, for the record, anybody who's listening, we are not in an intimate sexual relationship. We have sex with women, but make love to men. No, I'm just kidding. We don't. We're both in active relationships. Yes. But
with women.
With women.
Not each other.
Or each other. Or animals or anything else for that matter.
Sure.
Another thing that I liked getting added to was when I was in JROTC and I got added to the Rocket Club. I know it doesn't sound glamorous, but the colonel handpicked me to join, to like co-lead it. And then I did such a good job, he fired the original guy and I took it over. And it actually got me a weird honor cord when I graduated.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was like Cheeto orange.
Nothing wrong with Cheetos.
No. I was just happy to separate myself a little bit from.
Absolutely.
What about you? What's another thing?
Another thing, honestly, it's a recent thing, was I joined a entrepreneur group on Facebook.
Right. You told me about this.
Yes. And, you know, honestly, if anybody out there is listening and you're looking to join a business, and you're wondering how to get started and how to do anything, or even if you're looking for a podcast, Facebook, man, like, join these groups, because, you know, it might sound ridiculous, but, you know, we're both in the podcast group, and the amount of information and help that you can get from these people is just, you know, priceless. You know, you can't learn this stuff out on the streets. You gotta, you know.
Right. And I agree. There are tons of people that have been doing it longer than us that talk and give you helpful hints, that talk about what it's like out to be out there, what it's like to be successful. People talk about how they get products to launch, which that is, for both of our individual podcasts, is something that we want to look forward to, is trying to get sponsors. I'm
absolutely.
I don't care. I'll desperate, I guess. It would just be nice to say this show was brought to you by
Pornhub.
Sure, I'll take it.
I think that would fish be great.
Fishforhose.com.
Yes. That's the dream right there. But no, so, honestly, like I said, I did an interview for my other podcast, and, you know, shameless plug, Better Savage Podcast. Check them out.
It's actually really good. He's a lot better. He's a lot better when he's silent.
It works for me. Yeah. No, but I mean, we were talking about that, and, like, you know, if anybody out there, if you're looking to, you know, start and stuff like this, start looking on Facebook, start looking on LinkedIn or Twitter, just start looking at the stuff and find these people. And, you know, I'm honored to join these groups and, you know, meet these people. And that's, you know, as an adult, that's like, you know, the high goals you can make.
Right. And you know, there's an overwhelming sense of pride when you get into stuff like this, because you know, like our last episode, VR and hookers and anime,
yes,
has 23 plays. Now, to some of y'all, you know, 23 people, you know, listen to my podcast on Anchor. That's not counting however many people listen to it on Spotify or Stitcher or Apple or anything right. else. So, you know, knowing that 15 people, that means at least 15 people probably listen to it on each of those podcasting things. So, in my mind, I may have gotten 15 on Anchor, but I got 100 total.
Right. And that's a win right there.
That is. It's something to be proud of.
Yes.
Another thing that I was added to recently was at my school, I got added to the Young Business Entrepreneur newsletter thing that we have to do for Bethel University. And I get to write an article once a month on what I'm going to do with my degree and what others are going to do with their degree and other ways that we can influence our communities.
Very cool.
It is. It's definitely different. I don't want to do it every month. So I'm probably not going to, but it was nice to be added.
Right. I mean, it's nice to be asked to the ball. You don't actually have to go.
Exactly. Sometimes I just want to be a bridesmaid and I want to be the bride.
Right. Then you got to do all that extra work. You got to go to the bachelorette party.
I know. Got to make sure I don't eat enough. Make sure I don't eat a lot so my stomach's not puffy so I can fit in the dress so I can look so sexy and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, when you think about it, it's very hard to be a woman.
It is. Any woman out there who's listening, which we run a nerd podcast, I can't imagine there's a lot. But, you know, much props to how much, you know, maintenance goes into being a woman. Very respectful.
Oh, absolutely. I think that without a doubt, there is definitely too much that goes into it. I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to know what shirt fits my shoulders, my bust, but also doesn't hug my hips too tightly, blah, blah, blah.
Right. I'm happy if I may get out of the house wearing pants.
That is true, because I'm perfectly happy going without them.
Oh, I'll go without pants, but I was told by many people, including the people at our casting couch, that I am required to wear pants at all times now.
Well, you know, people get really offended easily these days.
I know.
And I mean, with a man, I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but Travis actually has the initials NASA tattooed on his dick. But when he gets hard, it actually spells out the National Aeronautics Space Administration.
I'm actually very proud of that tattoo. It hurt, but it was worth it.
I feel like it would be worth it.
Yes. Passed out 8 times. It took 17 hours in total, but I did it. One sitting.
And I held his hand the entire time. I want you to know, I'll always be there for you.
He was my emotional fluffer.
I am.
And my actual fluffer.
Well, let's not lie to the people. It took me a second to catch on to that, and what I just realized I said yes to. So let's talk about other things that we get added into. And the thing that we talked about earlier was threesomes.
Yes.
So do you have any funny, interesting threesome stories?
I'm going to be honest, and, you know, it takes a big man to admit this. Never been in an actual threesome.
What?
I know.
Okay. Well, I've been in 2 in my life. Well, 3, technically. No, 1, 2. Yeah, 3. I've had 3 threesomes in my life.
Fantastic.
So, my very first one, I was a fat young teenager. I was a fat 19-year-old and with 2 females. And you want to talk about exhaustion and inexperience.
Yes.
So I wasn't like morbidly obese, but I certainly wasn't slim and trim and muscly. I was just a husky kid. And these 2 girls that I knew came down to come visit me and hang out with me. We got a hotel and stuff. We got drunk and one thing kind of led to another. And then it turned into a threesome and it was kind of cool. It was kind of hot until, you know, you got to keep. You know, you're on top of one, you're messing with the other, and then then all of a sudden, like, your arm is getting, your fingers and arm are kind of getting tired, and then you got to turn around, you got to switch, and then you got to tag in, and, like, it was just, I was so done.
That sounds like so much work.
It was, man. It was worse than P90X.
Oh, man, and I failed P90X so hard.
My second one... Again, I was like 22, or no, not 22. I was probably 20. Yeah, 20, because it was before I joined the military. And this girl that I was talking to from Michigan, for those of you who are younger and are listening to this, at one point in time when MySpace was around, that is how a lot of people met people and quote dated them. They met them on MySpace. How did we not get murdered? Huh?
How did we not get murdered?
I don't know. I'm wondering how none of us became IT experts because doing all that MySpace webpage coding.
Right? That's a nightmare.
I know. But we, so she came down. She was an adult, and she came down, and I put her in a hotel, and I had to go to work. Well, I had my buddy. I said, "Hey, look, I got called in. Can you kind of like hang out with her, take her around town, while I'm at work? I'll be there around 7." So 7 o'clock rolls around. I go over there, and I take the key card out, and I open it up, and he's behind her. Tagging it, just going away at it.
Oh man!
And this is a girl that I was kind of thinking about, like we talk like every day on my cell phone and all that other stuff. And so she looks at me really embarrassed. She's like, "Oh my god!" And I was like, "Ah, don't stop on my account." And so he's like, "You gonna hit it from the front?" And I was like, "I guess." Make the best of a bad situation.
Just don't make eye contact, and you're okay.
Why not? I want to gaze like that. This is the moment where you gaze into each other. No, you don't.
No, that's unless you say no homo beforehand, it doesn't count.
So let me ask you, if you were to have a threesome, because you're in a relationship, right?
Yes.
So if first off, would it be with another guy or would it be with a girl?
I want to say it would be with a girl. I'm open to it. I want to say that's where it would lead, but if I'm completely honest and 100%, secure in my masculinity here. If I had been drinking, I would probably be open to the devil's three-way.
Well, the reason why I ask is now talking about a guy, would you rather it be somebody that you know personally because of safety and you know they're not going to go after your girl?
Sure.
Or would you rather it be a stranger that we never have to see him again?
Man. I would like it to be at the very least, a Tinder type thing where I've talked to him a couple of times and, know his like astrological sign and all that stuff. Maybe we have a beer or something. But I don't want to be like best friends with this guy. Because then you're always going to deal with that whole, "Hey, I banged your girlfriend."
Well, so I had one from a previous relationship, and this is about as explicit as it's gonna get, folks. And we'll go back to the nerd stuff. But I was with somebody, and my best friend was over, and she had just elbowed me and was like, "Well, I kind of want to do it right now. I've never had one. I want to do it." And I was like, "Okay, well, I don't know who you expect to grab his junk. It's not going to be me." So I was like, "I'll be right back. I'm going to go get a drink of water because it's a different experience when you're sober." And I come back, and she's already gone to town. And anyway, long story short, all three times, don't recommend it. I'm still friends with my best friend. And I'm not in that relationship, so our friendship withstood that. Matter of fact, at his in the funny, I tell this story because of the ending of it is, she was going down on me, and I told her I was getting ready to finish, and she doesn't swallow. So I told her she felt me grabbing the back of her head and stuff, and I ended up, she pulled her mouth off right at the last second. And so, guess where this stuff went?
Oh, no. Friendly fire.
Friendly fire, man down. So, at his wedding, renewal ceremony, I got to give a toast.
Oh, no.
And I told him that we've been through the thickness, the thinnest, the ugly, the sticky.
Oh, man.
We've been to the cream of the crop and the bottom of the barrel. We are the closest of friends.
Yeah, you can't get much closer than that.
No, we can't. And just remember, just thinking about it brings a shot in my eye.
Oof.
And he just really, really can't believe that that got put on his wedding renewal video.
That is fantastic.
So onward with the conversation, though. What are some other good threesomes that we've heard of in like video gaming or comic books, like good three man teams?
Good three man teams. Well, video games. You got Mario, Luigi, and the dumbass princess.
See, I would have gone with Toad because princess is always in the castle.
That's true, and you know she always gets kidnapped, and they always find Toad.
They do. Wah!
Right? It's like, shut up, Toad. Nobody likes you. Shut
yeah,
up.
Exactly.
That's always the odd man out.
Mm-hmm.
What else would we got for, famous heroes?
Three-man teams. I'm going to go with Ash Ketchum, Pikachu,
Brock.
Or Ash, Misty, and Brock. Sure. That's a good three-man team. Team Rocket, Jesse, James, and Meowth.
Right.
They're not great three-man teams, but they're iconic.
They are, very much so.
What about
Dragon Ball Z, Goku, Vegeta, and
would you say Piccolo or Krillin?
I would probably say Piccolo because I feel like Krillin always dies.
He does always die.
Like every time that something big's about to happen, he gets murdered.
Yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it. Actually, do you remember? Did you ever watch the Majin Buu saga?
Yes. It's been a long time, but
so I was. I remember watching it and thinking, Gohan went and got his dad's old uniform on, and laced up his boots like he was gonna do something. And I honest to God, I thought he was gonna go up there to Super Buu or whatever the skinny built one. Mm. And I thought he was going to wreck Boo, and Boo just beat the shit out of him. And I lost all faith in Gohan after that. Every ounce.
Forever. Yeah, he was kind of a chump.
Another three thing.
The Three Stooges.
The Triforce.
The Holy Trinity right there, the Three Stooges.
I've actually never seen a Three Stooge episode.
You are a horrible person.
Why?
Shame.
I'm not a huge fan of black and white slapstick comedy.
Oh, any of our listeners out there, you go on Facebook and you shame him.
Don't shame me.
Shame.
Shame.
Three Stooges.
I've never seen one. Because I'm just not a huge fan of slapstick humor.
Oh, it's like classic, perfect comedy though.
For what era?
Any era. It holds up.
Man.
You can watch it today. It's just as relevant as it was back in,
I'll take you up on that this weekend. I'll watch it. I'll watch an episode and I'll talk about it on our next episode.
Okay, great. Watch at least one episode. That is your homework because that has to happen.
Another thing I wanted to talk to you about was over the course of this past week before we started our casting couch stuff, I played through the entire Deadpool video game for Xbox One.
Is it any good?
It's good in the fact that it's Deadpool. It's so much Deadpool.
Very nice.
But it's not a very well-made game.
That's what I've heard, but I've heard it's entertaining enough to, make the bad parts about the game good.
It is. Okay, so I played it. So first off, if anybody's watched Deadpool, which by now you should have, you imagine Ryan Reynolds' voice coming out of the suit.
Yeah.
So hearing a different voice that's radically different totally just kind of takes a second to get adjusted. But it's very, very much Deadpool. Like Cable's talking and he's ignoring it. And he's like, God, this is so boring. And you can press A to end. It says end conversation quickly, press A. And he goes, God, fucking shut up, and then shoots himself in the head. Or Wolverine's asleep, and so you just walk over and you just keep pressing A and you just keep bitch slapping Wolverine back and forth. And he is like, this is because you make me hit you. Oh, this is because you make me love you. You know, it's very Deadpool-y, and I love it. I think it was great. The very end of the game, I mean, it took like 6 hours to beat.
Oh, man.
And that was on regular difficulty, and that was just kind of like running around, exploring, see if there was any Easter eggs, stuff like that. I played the whole game with the katanas.
Nice.
Because you can have katanas, you can have size, and then you can have hammers. The only thing I didn't like about it is that he actually has a legitimate superpower and he can teleport.
Huh. So he's not, like, whole X-Men Origins Deadpool.
He's not huge distances, but like where he can't double jump, he can teleport.
Interesting.
And he can do it in battle.
That would come handy.
As a counterattack. Or like, you know, when you're exploring his apartment, one of the first things you could do is blow up doll and go on, and he's like, oh, honey, you look so beautiful. Oh, don't dress up for me. Or he looks at his guns and on the gun wall, he goes, I'm touching myself tonight. You know, so it's very Deadpool-y. It's very campy, and I love it.
Nice.
I
don't know.
I would love to see them make a Deadpool game with Ryan Reynolds' voice.
Yes. Ryan Reynolds is very iconic to the character now. He has definitely taken it and made it his own.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really want them to include him with the new merger.
Well, with them owning Fox and taking, with Marvel taking Fox, or Disney taking Fox, sorry, which they already own Marvel, there should be no reason why these characters can't intermingle.
Yes.
And I would love to see like a Uncanny X-Men or a, you know, now that if Sony would release the Venom symbiote, I would love to see it do like, you know, Carnage versus Venom movie.
That would be fantastic. I just had this thought, like, you know, at the end of the next Infinity War movie, the post-credits scene, Thanos survives everything and he's beaten and he goes back to his, you know, he gets his little redemption story, however he does that, and everybody's cool with Thanos now to a point. And, you know, everything's about to roll out and all of a sudden he gets shot in the face. And Deadpool comes out and he's like, I got him, guys. It's cool. Everything's saved.
Actually, that happens kind of, that would work. And that's actually something that kind of happens in the video game. Because nice. your main villain is Mr. Sinister.
Nice.
And so Mr. Sinister keeps creating clones, and he's like, I already killed him. He's like, see, Cable? Don't you love me? Cable should be so proud of us. The other thing is, speaking of Cable, did you see the deleted post-credit scene that didn't make it in the Deadpool 2 movie?
Yes, I did.
For those of you who didn't see it, I shared it on my Facebook, and I shared it to our Slowbro Speaks page. And he's holding this baby, and it's when Deadpool's going back in time and everything. And so he's actually holding baby Hitler. He's like, oh, smells like you dropped a shit. He's like, you stink like Hitler's ass, which is kind of funny because, you know, you're Hitler. He's like, but you know who I am, and I don't really kill kids. But you know who does? My friend Cable. He loves killing babies. And that's the end of the scene. And it was great. I hate that it didn't make it in there. I don't know why it didn't make it in there, but I wish it would.
I get it. I mean, you can only do so many baby killing scenes and it becomes an issue.
Right.
But, man, it was great. I don't know. The whole post-credits scene, you know, I remember when the movie came out, they were talking about it being the greatest post-credits scene in the history of movies. And it definitely lived up.
Oh, I agree. And I think that when it comes to...
Going back and fixing X-Men Origins, you know, it just works.
He did. He created a whole... He fixed the entire timeline from start to finish.
Yes. I no longer acknowledge that the Green Lantern movie happened.
Exactly. There's
no Green Lantern movie yet.
Mm-mm. Nope, none.
Ryan Reynolds had to die, but, you know.
Nope, don't care. Whatever Kree said that Green Lantern didn't have to have him, I'm okay with. What do you what would you say is the next installment for Deadpool? He lost he lost his body and stuff like that, and his confidence to talk to his woman. Then he gets her back and he loses his woman.
Right. And then, you know, now he's got the X-Force, who, you know, most of them are dead. But
you know, that was Brad Pitt. I don't
know what they do with this?
Did you know that?
He was the Vanisher.
Yeah. That was great.
I called it actually watching it in the theaters. I didn't realize it. Like, I saw him get electrocuted, and I looked over at MJ, my girlfriend, and I was like, that was Brad Pitt. She's like, no, it wasn't. You're stupid. Shut up. And
credits roll out. We looked
it up afterwards, and sure enough, I knew it.
Well, what do you think would be the next step for a Deadpool movie?
Man, I really don't know. I want to say X-Force. Like, I feel like that's the next logical step. But, I mean, with the new merger and everything like that, they could almost do anything. Like, they could do an X-Men crossover with it. They could do, you know, Deadpool and Captain America, because in the comics, Deadpool is a huge fan of Captain America.
Right, he is, which is true. Or his love for Wolverine.
Yeah. Yes, that would also be a great one. You know, they could just do almost anything, and as long as they keep it with the R rating, it's going to be gold.
Right. Oh, speaking of R ratings, did you see that Sony Brass is trying to get the Venom movie to be a PG-13 versus a rated R?
Yes, they really need to not do that.
Oh, I know. There's just some things you need to let be adults. Venom, Deadpool,
Spawn,
Blade. Happy Tree Friends.
Wasn't the last Blade PG-13?
I don't know. I know the first two were rated R, I believe.
Yes, and they were awesome.
I like Ryan Reynolds in most of his movies. So, like, you know, when Blade Trinity came out, I thought he was funny.
I thought he was funny, but as far as, like, if you compare that one to the other two, it's really not good. You know, the first two, I mean, the first one set the tone. I mean, you're in the rave club, you got the strobe lights going, you know, and he just starts killing people, and it's awesome.
I think the, there was something about, he says something to the girl with the vagina in her teeth. How crazy would that be? You're a vampire, but that your teeth are in your, girls.
One can dream. One day.
So you would like to eat with your penis?
I would like to experience it. Yes, I would.
That is very small bites. Very small bites.
I don't know.
I don't want to know what that feels like.
I feel like I could do big bites with this. It's like Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and they were talking about flying through the minefield, and Gamora says if you would fly with your what's between your instead of what's between your legs, you'd be able to. We would have been fine. He says, "What I had between my legs had a hand. I guarantee I could have flown through that." I feel like
Could you imagine if your dick looked like Bullet Bill? Because that's essentially what it would be. It'd be just a round tip with two long arms.
That would be so cool.
And make the same sound when you're having intercourse. You'd be like, "Oh!" Same sound as Bullet Bill when you get fired.
Love it.
You know who I would love to see have his own game? Wario and Waluigi.
Well, I mean, they've had Wario's World.
No. I mean, like a 3D Wario.
Okay.
Go
so
for
you're
it.
Thinking like a Mario 64
style, except all it is, you know, Wario, you know, driving around on his bike, farting on enemies, going, "Who needs their kneecaps busted?"
That would be pretty cool. I would watch that. I would watch a movie like that.
Or, like, I'd love to see, you know, get some sort of glitch instead of having Link in Legend of Zelda, just have, like, Waluigi.
Just go around.
Wham, princess. You see him trying to ride. You see Waluigi trying to ride Epona, and he's running around, and his legs are longer than Epona is, and he's like, oh, no.
He was just like, pick her up.
Fucking pony. Exactly.
I think that is a whole new game genre right there. Wario and Waluigi just going through in every video game.
Crossovers that don't need to exist.
Yes.
I think we got the subject for our next week's thing.
I like that idea. We should definitely think about that and revisit that next week. Crossovers that should not happen.
So, guys, that's going to be it for tonight. Again, thank you guys for sticking with us. Thanks for listening on all the podcasting platforms. Please drop us a message on Slobber Speaks, either on Facebook or on Twitter. Catch Travis live every week on his podcast, which is what again?
It is the Better Savage Podcast. Follow me on the Twitter. It's the at the Better Savage. Follow me on Instagram, Better Savage. Yeah, I drop one. Usually I drop them on Thursdays or Fridays, depending on when I can do my interviews. I just reformatted. It's going to be a very interview-based podcast with entrepreneurs and content creators. So be on the lookout. It's going to be some good things. I've got guests booked up for the next month and a half or so. So, yeah, we're going to be having some great stuff.
And if you guys want to have a shot at coming on Slow Bro Speaks and being a permanent contributor to the show, please drop it a line to us. We are looking for one more person to add to our company. We need somebody to drive us while we get drunk.
Yes, and so, you have to be okay with full frontal male nudity.
Exactly.
That's a deal breaker.
It is. So, anyway, again, I've been John.
And I am Travis.
Have a good night. Kisses.
Mwah. Love you guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.